Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Sim is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, praise the Lord. No ordinary worship. This is no ordinary praise. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to everyone who's tuned in live with me today on Daily Fire, 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, including a new teaching, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. And God has a liberating word for you today. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is Lord, deliver me. Lord, deliver me. We're going to talk about overcoming discouragement. And we are in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10. While you are getting your Bibles ready, I remind you of how to tune in live to both podcasts with me. On Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, you can tune in with me online or by calling 323-870-4180. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, where I take your questions and prayer requests live on air, and there is no topic off limits, you can tune in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's R-A-W-S as in Sam, I.org. But the best way to ensure you never miss this word is to follow the podcast so the recording will be text to you if you miss me live. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the letters or message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive the recording Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. You can also send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, see my upcoming itinerary there. You can donate to Rossi Williams Ministries to help spread the gospel around the world, or donate via Cash App, $ Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. But just make sure you don't miss the word. Every day, God has a new word for you here. Now, you should have your Bibles ready. I'm in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10, reading from the KJV. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. This is Jesus talking. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Listen to this again, brothers and sisters. Jesus says, the thief cometh not. Who is the thief? Satan, the enemy, those whom he sends into your life, those whom he uses to adversely affect your life, and even the times when you submit to his negative way of thinking and measuring you, but for to do what? Three things: to steal from you, to kill you, and to destroy you. That is all Satan comes to do. But listen at what Jesus said about why he has come to us. I am come that you might have life. What is life? Joy, peace, happiness, goodness, that you might smile again, that you may find your laughter again, your happy self again. Life, validation, self-esteem, self-worth, that you may understand that God has already validated the goodness in you, the worth of you. This is why Jesus has come. But he did not end there. He said, not only have I come that you may have life, but that you may have it more abundantly. In other words, in excess, that you may have it overflowing. Have what overflowing? Joy, goodness, peace, happiness, laughter, praise, that you may look in the mirror and see the goodness in you, the worth in you, that even if no one else validates you, that you understand that God has validated you. Come on and give God praise for his word. What is our topic for today? Repeat after me. Lord, deliver me. Hallelujah. There's a song by Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers featuring Leandria Johnson. If you haven't heard it, I beseech you to listen to it. And the title of it is Deliver Me, subtitled This Is My Exodus, meaning my exodus from this bad space in my life. And so I just want you to listen as I read these lyrics right quickly. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. And sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past. Hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions is not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story. And then Leandria begins to sing, and she says, Lord, deliver me. Because all I seem to do is hurt me, yeah. Lord, anybody ever said that to the Lord? Deliver me, because all I seem to do is hurt me. Now, I can't do it justice, but she just says, Lord, deliver me, because all I seem to do is hurt me. Have any of you ever been in that place where no matter what you try to do to move forward, all you seem to do is hurt your progress, hurt your destiny, hurt your victory, hurt your past? You say, how can you hurt your past? You hurt it because you keep going back to it. And going back to it, you make things worse than what they were before. Lord, deliver me. Today I have come to encourage you that you don't have to live in the hurt of your past any longer. You don't have to live in the shame of your prior sin or even your current sin. God wants to deliver you. Jesus said in that word in John 10:10, I've come that you might have life. That means he wants to forgive you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to shake off all of the sin and the taint and the stains of what you've previously done. He wants to shake off for you all of those things and emotions and past experiences and negative memories that have bound you so much that you can't even live your best life. And it's not through suicide that you are delivered, but it is through your faith in God. God and learning how to do even what David did, which is to encourage yourself. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, it reads, "And David was greatly distressed." Any of you ever been there? "For the people spake of stoning him," those same people who once loved him, "because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters." But listen at this last clause of that verse. "But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God." When you want deliverance, when you want to overcome your discouragement, you're going to have to learn how to encourage yourself in the Lord. If nobody else tells you that you're beautiful, if no one else tells you that you're handsome, look in your own mirror and say to yourself, "I'm beautiful. Oh, you are mighty fine something today." Tell yourself, "I'm handsome. I am fearfully and wonderfully made in the Lord." If no one else tells you that you've done well, if no one else looks at you and sees your self-worth, look at yourself and encourage yourself in the Lord. "I have purpose. I have destiny. God made me for such a time as this, and God does not make any junk. He allowed me to be alive. He has something for me to do. And if no one else calls me good, if no one else says that I've made it, I will encourage myself in the Lord." This is how you gain your deliverance. And then in 2 Samuel 6, 14 through 16, stay with me. We're getting ready to go into prayer. It reads that David danced before the Lord with all his might when he was in the presence of the Lord. See, when you want to overcome discouragement, when you want to receive deliverance, you just begin to praise God despite the circumstances, despite who's looking, despite who's watching, despite who's judging you, despite who's telling you God doesn't want to hear from you. You just begin to think of his goodness. You think of all he's done. You think of the fact that he gave you another day and that he came that you might have life. And so you say, "I'm not going to allow the thief to steal. I'm not going to allow him to kill me. I'm not going to allow him to destroy my joy, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. So, Lord, I give it all to you. I give every fear to you. I give all of my discouragement and all of my sorrow. I give my depression and self-doubt. I give my lack of self-worth to you, God. Lord, deliver me, because all I seem to do is hurt me. All I seem to do is focus on the negative. But God, you came that I might have life, and I receive it." Come on and just receive it today. As we go into prayer, just begin to thank him. Hallelujah. Just begin to say hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we glorify you and we thank you. Father, we give your name the praise. We say hallelujah. Hallelujah. We encourage ourselves in the Lord. Hallelujah, we are worthy. Hallelujah, we are happy. Hallelujah, we are healed. Hallelujah, we are delivered. Hallelujah, we are set free. Hallelujah, we have purpose. Hallelujah, we have destiny. Hallelujah, we have victory. Hallelujah, we have success. Hallelujah, we are important. Hallelujah, we are worthy. Hallelujah, we are validated. Hallelujah, we are changed. Agents in the earth. Lord, we just say hallelujah. We have received today the life you've come to give us, and we receive it more abundantly. And from this day forward, whenever the enemy comes, we will encourage ourselves in the Lord. We will dance before you like nobody's watching. We'll dance before you like nobody's listening. Lord, we'll sing and praise like we don't care what anyone else sees. Because you, oh God, our Savior. And all that matters is what you think, God. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone listening right now. Deliver them, God. Deliver them. Come on and say, "Deliver me, Lord." Tell them to deliver you. You know what you need deliverance from. Deliver them, Lord. Deliver us, Lord. Father, fill us with your joy. Your joy, unspeakable joy, that we don't ignore the circumstances, but we praise you in spite of the circumstances. coming out. Father, make them the head and not the tail. Bless them in ways that only you can bless them. Open doors and do what only you can do. Send your angels, send your miracles. Cover them in the blood of Jesus. And we say, so be it. It is done. We are delivered. We are delivered. And we receive abundant life. In the name of Jesus, say, Lord, I thank you. Because I receive abundant life. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me do the altar call and then we will end with your task for today. Keep praising him. Your deliverance is here. You don't have to hurt yourself anymore. You don't have to allow anyone else to just do nothing but hurt you. Speak negativity to you, negativity about you, negativity about your children, about your spouse, about your dreams, about your vision. No, get rid of that thief who only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. For those of you who are saints or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I am delivered. I will not hurt myself anymore. And I will not allow anyone else to hurt me again. I am free. Hallelujah. Make sure you're in church, your Bible study, your Sunday school. Make sure you go to your leaders. Let them know that you're now saved. You're rededicated. Get plugged into the church doing something. Don't be a spectator. Be an active participant. And make sure you tune in with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. so you can get your food for your soul. And Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Remember, all of this information is on rossi.org. And you can also follow by texting DF. The phone number 33222. Now, our topic for today is, Lord, deliver me, overcoming discouragement. Your task for today is to just laugh. I want you to find your happy self again. Make sure you laugh and smile throughout this day. And every time the obstacles come, every time adversity comes, pat yourself on the back and say, you got this. Encourage yourself in the Lord. I'll see you in the morning. You don't have to live in hurt any longer. God gave you life.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.